Hi guys, it's your girl Jay and welcome back to Jay Talks. Now I'm so excited because today was a wonderful day. Today is Mother's Day. I want to use this opportunity to say this to all my listeners that are mothers and are mothers to be. Happy Mother's Day. It is a very important day in every woman's life to be appreciated, to be reminded of the whole process of becoming a woman and bringing a child to life and being a mother. It's not an easy task. Even being an aunt, trust me, I feel the pressure. Talk more of the mother. So happy Mother's Day to my moms and all my lovely sisters and cousins and aunties and everyone. I love you all. And men, pamper them today, okay? So let's get into today's topic now. Today's topic is all about the will to try, to keep trying. I mean, to keep moving. Now, have you ever tried something so many times and it keeps going wrong and you feel like I'm cursed or there's something wrong with me? I'm not built for this thing. Why must this thing be going wrong? And you just wanted to give up, but you find yourself going back to doing that thing. Do you think there's a purpose to why you keep trying? Because I'll tell you this. When I went to Abuja last year to perfect my baking skills, I figured where I went to learn, they do oil-based cakes, not butter. And I was like, oh my God, where have you guys been all my life? You know? And it was easy watching them, you know. I was like, yeah, I could totally do this. This is so simple. Now, after I left the whole practice and it was time for me to start practicing on my own, I practiced the chocolate cake. It came out beautiful. I practiced the red velvet. It was lovely, yummy, and moist. And then I practiced the vanilla. And it was shit. Pardon my language, but it was wrong. It was totally wrong. And then I kept asking myself, what is going on? Why is this going wrong? I tried about 20 times, no jokes. Today the oil is more, tomorrow the sugar is less, next tomorrow it is dry, next tomorrow it is half baked. Next tomorrow, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even look like a cake anyone would dare eat. And I cried and I'm like, but why is this one not hard? But do you know what, guys? I didn't give up. I kept checking YouTube to improve, to add to what I have learned. I kept practicing till voila, I got it. And I was like, why does it have to be vanilla? Vanilla has less complicated recipe, but it was vanilla I was struggling with. Trust me guys, in life, that thing that looks like it's just supposed to come easy, but then it's difficult. It's just life teaching you that not everything you want comes easy. You have to work hard. You have to practice. You have to keep practicing and keep trying. You have to keep trying. When I finished NYC, they told me so many doors will be knocked in your face. So many no's will come your way. I was like, I can't take it. But it's a lie, yo. The amount of times I have received an email, oh, sorry, you are not shortlisted. Trust me, my heart is always broken. Yet sometimes I secretly cry. Or the times I never even get a reply. Trust me, the one that sent you a reply, you still feel important. At least they saw my CV. The ones that don't, it's like, God, what did I do wrong? Now, I'm saying this out there because there are a lot of people giving up on that beautiful project they have started. No, don't do that. Pick it up. It's okay to fail, but it's not okay to be okay with failure. You have to keep moving. You're not allowed to stop. Keep moving. it's never going to be a smooth road without bumps. So you have to keep trying. When you give up, then that's the end. And trust me, it's painful when you have done the work halfway and another person completes it and gets the award. No. You'll be living in past glory. I was the one that started. Then everybody looked like you, like, who is this one lying? Nobody wants to know who started it. They only want to clap for who finished the race. So do not stop. Something happened recently. It's funny, right? I said I'd gotten the vanilla recipe. Lately, I'm like, I just want to bake. Some days I just wake up, like, let me bake. And I've been doing vanilla cake, and it's flopping. I'm like, yeah, have my village people woken up again? What is happening? Check my recipe. What did I do wrong? What did I go wrong? And then I promised some friends of mine that I was going to do cake for them. My lovely ones, I kept failing. It wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. I was confused. I'd thrown some away. And this night, after an evening workout, he's like, Ajay, you owe me a cake. And I'm like, God, I'd made mouth that add to this one is going to be good. And he didn't come out well again. I didn't know how to tell him that, dude, this cake didn't come out well. He's like, it's like you're a perfectionist. I'm like, I know what I can do. I know how hard it took me to get to what I know I can do. So giving you this cake, it's like slapping myself, and I'm not proud of it. But let me show you what I did so that you won't think I'm lying to you. I had about 3 different loaves of cake because I was using my loaf pan to do it. So I took the 3 cakes and I showed him, and he's like, gee, this looks like cake. I'm like, it looks like cake, but this is not my cake. You're a first timer. I wouldn't want you to taste the cake and feel this is the standard. This is not it for me. And he's like, let me just try it. He tries, like, I like it. I'm like, stop trying to be modest and nice. If you want it, you can take it. But this is not my work, oh, please. Anybody that asks you, deny me. Like, just say you saw the cake somewhere, just in case they have a bad thing to say. But if they have good things to say, please say it to me. And we laughed about it. And he said something to me. He said, Jemima, I'm going to take this cake to my house and people there are going to love it and you're going to get a gig. And I'm like, beg, I wish you amen. I just laughed about it, like, this guy does not know what he's talking about, except he doesn't know real cake. And I just told him bye. In less than 10 minutes, guys, he calls me back and he's like, Jemima, what did I tell you? They love this cake. You have a gig for tomorrow. Someone needs 3 loaves of cake. And I'm like, don't worry, tomorrow's one is going to be better. Thank you so much. And I hear in the background, the guy who wants the cake says, no, I want it exactly like this. I'm like, oh, what? He's like, yeah, I want it exactly like this one. It was funny because this is what me, I had given up. Like, what am I doing wrong again? This is not me. I had started beating myself. I started thinking nonsense. I started trying to kill my spirit. Only to see that somebody loves that thing. What am I trying to say? Do not kill your spirit just because things are not going the way you expect them to go. Do not give up. The will to try, the will to keep pushing. There are many times you would want to break down and cry. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be mad. But don't wallow too much in that feeling. You have to pick up yourself and keep moving. Every project, every time you reach rock bottom, don't stay too long there. Pick up yourself and move towards the light. Keep trying. The will to keep trying, you will definitely get a result. But when you kill your spirit and just sit down and say, I can never do this the way, I don't try 100 times, it's not my work, you will never want to. I do not desire for anyone to see someone pick up his half project and complete it and get the medal for it. Trust me, guys, it's painful. I've seen situations where this thing has happened, and it's like a scar for life in that person's head. So whatever situation you're in right now, be it relationship, be it finance, be whatever is happening to you right now, be whatever you're doing, don't give up. Keep pushing. It's never going to be easy, but you have to keep trying. You have to keep pushing. Because until you stop, until you give up, there is still hope. As far as you're pushing, there is still hope. Refuse to let your situation pull your spirit down to the point that you give up on your dream. No, pick it up. Whatever it is, dust it up, pick it up, wherever it is, whatever the situation is, talk to that person, open it up, look at that project again. Keep pushing, keep looking at it from different angles, keep trying. And I am so sure that there will be a breakthrough. So guys, this is what we have to talk about today on Jay Talks. And I hope this inspires someone. Because trust me, this has been one thing I have been struggling with, and I have seen the light. I now know that giving up is not an option. So don't give up. Love you guys. I'll see you next time on Jay Talks.